still fighting over masks in schools. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We continue to recommend universal masking in our schools.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is unwavering, but some parents are fed up.
There's a lot of things that actually point to the harm of masking. The costs outweigh any potential benefit.
Clint Thomas has daughters in Loudoun County, Virginia, where a procession of students handed the school board last night affidavits demanding an end to school masking.
Virginia lawmakers are expected to pass a bipartisan bill today to end school mask mandates statewide. That legislation would allow parents to opt their children out of masking in schools, which notably is the same step Governor Glenn Youngkin took on his first day in office through executive order. But his efforts have been stalled, facing several lawsuits.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Several Democratic-led states have announced plans to lift mask mandates, but local officials and school districts would still get to require masks. This is the World Health Organization reports a 17% decline last week in COVID cases globally. They've dropped 3 weeks in a row in the U.S., but COVID deaths across America have risen 5 straight weeks, another 3,200 reported yesterday. Congress is on deadline again to avoid a government shutdown. The House has passed a short-term spending bill. The Senate now has until the 18th to approve it. Also in the Senate, President Biden's nominee to head up the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Robert Califf, is under pressure from the left and right.
Several Democrats won't support him because of his consulting work with drug makers. He did, however, say at a recent hearing the price of pharmaceuticals is way too high. Only a handful of Republicans are backing Califf. Anti-abortion groups have been lobbying the GOP to vote against him because of work he had done in the past at the FDA on abortion pills.
Fox's Jill Nato. The U.S. has won its first gold medal in Beijing. Lindsay Jacob Bellis in snowboarding. The Americans now have 7 medals at the Olympics. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
6 months ago, Afghanistan was a top story. The Taliban was marching through the country, taking over provinces as U.S. troops were readying a final withdrawal, which then led to a chaotic evacuation and a deadly attack.
A failure to fully understand how quickly the Taliban would capture Afghanistan's capital placed American troops ordered to carry out a withdrawal in greater danger, an Army investigation revealed in a 2,000-page report first obtained by the Washington Post. The investigation was launched in the aftermath of a deadly suicide bombing outside the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. A top commander on the ground during the withdrawal operation says that policymakers paid attention to indicators of what was happening. Military personnel would have been better prepared to conduct a more orderly evacuation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A second man's expected to plead guilty today in an alleged plot to kidnap Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Angry over her COVID restrictions, 4 others face trial next month. The Super Bowl is just 4 days away in California, but it's more than just football players preparing.
NFL Chief Security Officer Kathy Lanier says there are no known credible threats for Super Bowl 56 between the LA Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals.
However, you will, as always, see an increase in security presence, and there is a multitude of different agencies that will be assisting us.
Strict COVID-19 protocols are in place at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are also plenty of security measures that people won't see,
but that they will understand as they continue to enjoy an extraordinary Sunday.
Mayorkas says DHS's big priorities for the big game are to crack down on human trafficking and counterfeit merchandise. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise again, adding to yesterday's big gains. Futures are higher as markets also surge up overseas. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.